Blackstone presents The Missing Heiress, a Nero Wolfe mystery by Robert Goldsboro. This book is read by L.J. Ganser. To Susie, Bob, Colleen, and Bonnie, for all the love and support you have shown me over the years. Chapter 1. It turned out to be the most exciting hockey game I had seen in years. The New York Rangers trailed almost from the opening faceoff, eventually falling behind by 3 goals. Then they fought back, improbably scoring twice in the final 3 minutes to defeat Toronto, the team that would go on to win the Stanley Cup during that post-World War II season. The sold-out arena erupted. Everyone, that is, except Lily Rowan, who seemed to be elsewhere. As we made our way out of Madison Square Garden with the still-excited crowd and headed for a bar down the street, Lily confirmed what I had felt all evening. Her mind was far from the ice rink. After we had settled into a quiet booth at the rear of the bar, I turned to her. "My dear, you have been worlds away tonight. First at Rusterman's, where you seemed to find little joy in the superb veal cutlets, normally a favorite of yours. Then at the game, where you are usually among the most enthusiastic fans in the garden, you sat on your hands, despite how exciting the action on the ice was. Care to unburden yourself to your old Uncle Archie?" "Uncle Archie, is it now?" she said. "Funny, I have never thought of our relationship as uncle and niece." "Okay, neither have I, obviously. It was just my feeble attempt at humor, which clearly didn't strike home, judging by your expression. Seriously, what is bothering you?" "Oh, Escamillo, you know how I hate to burden you with my problems. You always have so many challenges of your own, trying to help Nero Wolfe solve his cases."
"Trying to help is the operative phrase, I'm afraid. You know very well that Wolfe does all the solving, while I am just his spear carrier. But let us get back to you. Why the glum expression tonight?"
Lily let out an extended sigh. "You have met Maureen Carr, and more than once?"
"I have indeed. And what an adorable creature she is, as well as brainy and charming. Mark me down as impressed."
"I can't quarrel with your assessment, and she has been among my best friends over the years. However, something has happened."
"Go on."
"As you know, 2 weekends ago, I was at my place up in Katona with our women's group, a dozen or so of us meeting, as we do, for 3 or 4 days every March to talk about projects we are working on. Maureen was supposed to be there, as usual, but she never showed up. And in the days since, she had..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?